السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. What I can tell you? I am between hurt, feel sad, feel aching. And believe me, my system inside is aching. My colon is acting up. I hardly can keep my wudu for 5 minutes. And when my colon is acting up, sometimes it takes months and months to come down. This Jum'ah even, I hardly make Jum'ah. I have to make wudu every 5 minutes. Why? Because I'm aching. Aching for myself, aching for you, aching for the Ummah. When I watch what happened in Turkey, and I watch what the people did, how the people was alert, having certain integrity, and what happened to Arabic country, what happened to Muslim country, supposed to have knowledge. They have knowledge more than any further or far away from any individual in Turkey. But I remember something in Turkey, very insignificant, but it mean a lot. Dogs in core Turkey and cat. Dogs, they look very healthy, very clean, taken care of, and they never bark and make noise day or night. You can feel it, they have confidence. They have peace within, peace with society. Similar with the cat, very well fed, very well taken care of. They look very healthy and very peaceful. And what I can tell you, in meantime, without mentioning names, go to any major Arabic country, look at the condition of cats, only their cats. Forget about any other animal. They feel scared, in attack, very dirty, so skinny. Why? Because they are under attack of the people. The people have no rahmah. Look at the people, the way the Turkish people drive and park their car, and the way, for example, Egyptian drive and park their car. Unbelievable. If the animal came from the jungle and see what the Egyptian, the way they drive and the way they live and the way they deal with each other and the way they park their car, believe me, they will kick them out of the jungle. Sometimes we call people, they are like an animal. No, we insulting animal. We call people like the jungle. No, jungle has a law. Jungle has calm. Jungle has tranquility. We lost it. We lost it. And we call ourselves with knowledge. Somebody sent me a link of episode. And something came in my heart. I used to spread to all of you the cartoon. How many of you mom watching the cartoon and sit down with her kids watching the cartoon? And how many of you remember this is not a cartoon, what is spreading? This Quranic story, this historical story, this story, all of them and all this cartoon containing messages, wisdom, things to be learned from. And I remember verse number 2, Surah As-Saff, and 3. Oh, you believe, why you say what you do not do? Allah hates most those who say the things you do not do. And in the last many years, I go from one place to another. Nobody knows the story. And if you tell me the story, I will ask you, what is the wisdom behind? What is the lesson to be learned? Is not there. We're not a thinker. We're not following that. What about if you keep watching, 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 but you don't get it? You don't live it. You do not have it in your heart. You do not have it in your vocabulary. If I give you now a test in any story, you will fail. Not the date, not the time, not the name, because me too, I forget. But what is the message? What is the message to be learned? How many million and million of call themselves Muslim today, passing link to me and you? Link, 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 link. What about if I pass a knowledge to you? Number one, I did not benefit from it. Meaning this knowledge, it will be witness against me. I never even think about it. I didn't even make dua for myself to live it. You remember a couple of years ago or more, when everybody spending, giving link about Umar radiallahu anhu, Faruq al-Ummah, Abasud. Oh, did you see Umar? Did you see Umar? Did you see Umar? Did you see Umar? Okay. I bear witness until today. Every time I watch Umar radiallahu anhu, Abasud, or I watch the cartoon, I cry. I cry. Sometimes it takes me some time to settle down inside from the messages. Some messages are scary. Some messages full of wisdom. Some messages I thank Allah for it. Some messages I make dua for myself. Make dua for you, make dua for the ummah. Is this not the knowledge? Or just passing link? What about the topic is, I get it, I gain, mashallah. Do I pass link to everyone? What happens if you're passing link to each other, but we not benefit, we're not watching? How many mother have a youth? How many youth we know are elder? Is he ready to watch? Did he have the basic? Is the basic, the really basic, basic he have? And what happens if I bombarding you with piece of knowledge here and there, but without no sequence, without no graduation of knowledge? If I give you the knowledge is not gradually, what will happen? You think you will carry it? You think you will live it? No. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is where we live. This is our condition. This is our condition as a ummah. We're watching all the atrocity. We're watching all the killing every day. And look what's happening. What's happening is human rights. Human right is screaming in a topic Z like, in a time Z like. And the places like Syria, Yemen, Iraq, North Afghanistan and Pakistan, drone attack. Imagine some people sitting in Virginia or Maryland in America, and all of a sudden school is gone. Boom! Hospital is gone. Innocent family is gone. Bombarded with bombs from remote control. This is justice. This is justice. By the way, justice and injustice become upside down. Humanity is gone. Caring is gone. Rahmah is gone. To the point, we do not feel for them. We do not talk about them. Everybody busy with his own personal drama. And even a lot of the drama, we make the drama. We make the drama. Wallahi, we make the drama. We make the drama within. We spread the drama. We causing drama. Imagine this our condition, my brother and sister in Islam. Muslims supposed to generate peace and rahmah. Mercy to mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mercy not to mankind, to thaqallayn. He has rahmah to all the creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ عَالَمَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِّ Animal used to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the owner is loading them too much or making them work too much. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to the person, you don't have enough. The animal worked for you all this year. Give him a break. Let him go for Sabillah until he die in peace. Imagine. And what's happening to us? When we have a maid, when you have people around us, do we have rahmah to each other? I know, you know, when even a mother or father get ill and the illness increase, or one of the members of the family, we cannot take care about them. We cannot. We become so uptight. We have no rahmah, we have no patience for them. Imagine how the person feel. How the person feel. Illness become a crime. This is our condition, my brother and sister in Islam. And a few days ago, many sisters and many people, and I love them for Allah, they're good people. And all of them, they send me, I feel empty. I feel broken. I feel this, I feel that. Do you know where it's coming from? The emptiness of your iman. If your iman is alive, you will be always busy. Even if you're not doing anything, you're busy within. Wallahi, people, sometimes I cannot go to sleep. And I go to sleep like crazy. I'm grinding my teeth. My teeth is grown broken because I'm aching. This is the minimum I can do for myself and the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, man lam yahtam bi amr al-muslimina falaysa minna. Whoever do not care about the condition of the ummah, he's not among us. He's not among us. This not a condition, I feel like it today, I don't feel like it today, I say it. I say it and I saw it and I feel it and I live it for years, long years. Even when we do good deed, we do the good deed according to our feeling. I feel like it, I do. I don't feel like it, I don't do. Everything become emotion without principle. Where's the principle coming from? Iman. What happened if my iman is not stable? My nafs is not stable. My feeling is not stable. My behavior is not stable. And now I lose rahmah. I lose focus about akhirah. And if you lost to have rahmah to yourself, to have peace within to yourself, you think you can give me rahmah? Or have peace with me? Or anybody else? My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, before you try to spread something, number one, please watch it, listen, benefit, make dua, and try to ask Allah to give you the quality. Second, when we pass knowledge, try to see if the people is ready or no. And if they do not have the basic, what will happen? If I'm not a role model, what will happen? If I'm not trying to send to live the knowledge, what will happen? Allah will not put barakah in it for me. I was thinking, look at Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's not a sheikh. He's a politician. He took Turkey almost 14, 15 years ago. And he became a leader, a politician leader. But look what he did. Little by little, little by little, drop by drop, drop by drop. Look how he's taking his own nation more than any sheikh or any da'iyah. Gradually, please, my brother and sister, gradually, focus about priority. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, one girl I met her, I give her da'wah, two, three times only, actually two times exactly, and the rest was over the phone or whatever. And after weeks, only weeks, she called me, and she's screaming at me. She told me, I discover I have to wear hijab. Why you don't tell me about hijab? I tell her, sister, for 30 years I'm doing what I'm doing and more. I never tell a woman to wear hijab. Why? It's not I'm against hijab, astaghfirullah al-azim, is a fard. But when people come to me and they have no hijab, the problem is not hijab. The problem is iman. Once you have iman and know what Allah wants from you, you will do it by yourself. You will do it between you and Allah and implement this to every action in your life. Graduation in knowledge and giving the people according to their level. Don't try to spread knowledge. It will not benefit the people and it can cause fitna. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, today, I see one of the minya in the ummah, links. It's spreading links. But look at all of us. How many of this link we really memorize or know? How many of this link it benefit me personally? How many of this knowledge is alive in my heart and my life? Please, my brother and sister in Islam, let's be real, not to be fake. Let's have the knowledge benefit me first. Try to elevate the knowledge in myself first. Try to live the knowledge first before the knowledge will be witness against me. May Allah allow us to have the barakah of the knowledge, the rahmah of the knowledge, the understanding and comprehending of the knowledge, living the knowledge. And may Allah make this knowledge we gain witness to us, not against us. And may Allah make me a role model of this knowledge. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me the spreader of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I did not know. May Allah forgive me. I feel like I want to go to a shell and close it, and that's it. I am weak. I'm so weak. The condition within, it bothers me. If I do not initiate, if I do not ask to initiate, if I do not ask to follow up, nobody follow up. Even salam, even how you feel, this our condition. Where it coming from? Selfish and greed and blindness and lack of akhirah and meeting your Lord. When iman is alive, it make me alert and work within, meaning inside of me. And this make me put everything in the right perspective. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness, if this is not for Allah, I will not give any messages anymore. I do not feel the zeal. I do not feel the interaction. I do not feel the urge and importance of following up with me. But I will do my job. And the rest in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur and qabool in everything and I say and I do. And it's up to you to make this in dua for yourself. Chapter Al-An'am, which is an amazing chapter. Very comprehensive. You can find yourself, you can find the ummah, you can find your family, you can find every example you can imagine in chapter Al-An'am. Verse 111 till 113. Do you know what it means? And what it means to me? How I can learn from these verses 111 to 113? And how I can make it alive in my life? 116. 120 till 123. 125, I have a question for you. How is your chest? How is your soul? What kind of status is between you and Allah? What is status between you and other? How you deal with your daily basis? How you deal with any activity? Question yourself in 125. 130, until 131 today. 159, do I cause division? Do I generate a division between me and member of the family or society or mankind? 161 to 165. 161 till 165. This is for years. It was my speech. Do you know why? 161 until 165 is a complete comprehensive message for me, for my family, for the Ummah, for mankind. It's a complete message from A to Z. If you memorize these verses and live it, you have Quran in your chest. May Allah make me among those. Abdullah. And may Allah make my life, my thought, my feeling, my money, my time, everything for Sabilillah. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. It's up to you to make